recording of November 27, 2017, Audit and Finance Committee meeting at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
Order the Audit and Finance Committee meeting on November 27th. Roll call, directors on the committee present. We have Director Reed, Director Reiser, and myself, the chair. We have directors present who are not on the committee, Stuart Parks and Harry Crawford. We also have Jim Henderson in person, who is a committee member. Our next item is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Somebody second.
Janet.
I can't.
I'm ex officio on this one.
No, I'm real on this one. No, I'm real. Second.
Do we have a motion and a second for approval of the agenda? Any discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, agenda, I'm sorry, motion passes unanimously. Next item, approval of the minutes from November 6th.
That the minutes of November 6th meeting be approved.
I'll second that.
Any discussion regarding the minutes? As attached. Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously. Next item, persons to be heard. We have, you have any member comments at this time? I saw no one signed up. So, next item, CEO reports and correspondence. We have none scheduled. And with that, I would entertain a motion for executive session.
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, the Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to discuss financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I was just hearing stuff, so I'm trying to look at print.
So, okay. You'll have that.
Okay. So, we're back in open session under item 7A, new business.
Madam Chair, I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the 2018 operating and capital budget, which is expected to produce margins of $7.1 million. MFI over I ratio of 1.32, tier ratio 1.35, and equity to total capitalization ratio of 30.9%. These results are based on a total cost of service of $208.6 million, total revenue of $214.9 million, non-operating margins of $0.8 million, and capital expenditure cash requirement of $41.9
million. Okay. Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Next round to item 8, director comments. We'll kind of start with Director Reeves.
No comment. It was not as boring as I expected.
Wow.
Thank you. Guys, really, I relish this type of structure and level of detail, and I know what it takes to put it together. I would kind of marvel at the way you guys have done some work finding the transition back and forth. That was good. I like it.
Well-oiled machine. Like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, well, it was. It really was. I thought that a couple times. I was like, wow, you guys have been thinking about this for a couple of days.
Actually, we
a lot of years of experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it or not, there wasn't a lot of planning on how we were going to present. This is just how we worked together.
We had a little wrench thrown into the wheels about a week and a half ago.
I didn't bring my handbooks, but I'll.
All right. Janet?
Well, I'll just reiterate some of the comments I made earlier. I think it was very easy to follow, and it was really good to take a five-year look all at once and have an apples-to-apples comparison. So very easy to follow, well-planned, well-executed. Good job.
Bettina?
And I'll second what Janet said. It was a great presentation. The information was easy, yeah, super easy to follow. And my hope is that you guys are at well-oiled
you're going to see our managers and our.
We're actually going to bring all. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Yeah. We're going to bring the guys and the managers.
107 people.
No,
just managers. But they're thinking, working hard on this, and I think you'll really enjoy that. They're very different when they're doing it. I think
they don't get an opportunity. Yeah, so they're really looking forward to it. So they'll get through the slides quickly.
They've been practicing a lot. They haven't been public speakers, most of them. So yeah. It's going to be, I think, really cool.
Leadership development.
But they're the people that do the work.
They are the guys who are out
there.
All right, Harry.
Well, you make things that are awfully murky to me a little clearer. And I appreciate that. So that's my comment.
And Stuart?
So this is the first time I've seen you guys go through the budget for the following year. And it's good to see the detail. You know, it obviously shows you guys are very deeply involved and not just throwing stuff on the board and watching where it goes. So.
Thank you. And I just wanted to. Oh, here.
How did you get the.
Counterclockwise. And I wanted to echo some of the comments, and of course, all the work that went into it, but then just the ease of following and helping us make decisions, you know, based on information presented. So thank you to staff for that. With that, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Wow.